This audio is brought to you by Web English School, Inglês 200 Horas.
This post shows the two main phrasal verbs in the English language that use the word act. It also gives the definition of each phrasal verb and shows how it is used. In the English language, there are two main phrasal verbs that use the word act, but they have slightly different meanings. Act up. The first phrasal verb that uses the word act is act up. This has a couple different meanings based on context. First of all, it can mean to misbehave, and it can also mean not working properly. The first definition of this phrasal verb primarily refers to people, especially children. For example, even though I told him to behave while we had company, he keeps acting up. The second definition refers primarily to machines and parts of the body that are not working properly. Here are a couple of examples. Number 1. I don't think I can take you to church this Sunday because my car was acting up and I had to take it to the mechanic. Number 2. My back keeps acting up. I must be getting old. Act like. The second phrasal verb that uses the word act is act like. This is the more common of the two phrasal verbs and has a more literal meaning. In every case in which this phrase appears as a phrasal verb, it means to behave in a way that is like blank, or act as if. Here are a couple of examples. You just had a fight with your best friend and you act like nothing happened. Quit acting like a child.